This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
What is it that the Lord could be saying to you today about anything in your life? I'm not going to be so bold as to specifically say, God has told me that somebody's doing this, this, or that. You know what it is. And the still small voice of the Lord could speak to you right now, and the finger of God could be touching your life in a figurative expression, figurative way. And what Jesus described in terms of deliverance of that man from that demon, the Lord could be working in your life today in some area. Let him do it. Let the power and authority that's still real, still available in the body of Christ today through Christ, come into your life today in a powerful way. I never saw the movie that came out years ago called Titanic. It was, at the time, was the most expensive movie ever made. I didn't have any, compunction about it, like I shouldn't see it. I just didn't see it. Richard Mayhew writes about the Titanic in a book. He says this: at 2:20 a.m., April 15th, 1912, the impossible happened. The unsinkable ship, the Titanic, sank. The most celebrated cruise ship in all of history nosedived to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. It had sailed 4 days earlier from Northampton, England, on its maiden voyage en route to New York. No expense had been spared to make it the greatest cruise ever. All went according to schedule until Sunday night, when the Titanic sailed into an ice field. It would be interesting for me to see how this was portrayed in the movie, but this is what Richard Mayhew writes. The Titanic had received 4 warnings of impending danger that day from ships who were in the midst of the ice, but the Titanic chose to ignore all 4 warnings. Several did not even reach the bridge where the captain was. At 11 o'clock that night, the wireless operator, John Phillips, received a direct warning from the ship called the California, which was 10 miles away in the midst of some very large ice. Phillips was tired, having sent messages to New York and London all day. Back then, the way you conveyed messages from the ship was you went to the radio room, the radio operator, and you wrote out your message, and then it was sent by wireless to New York or to London or wherever. And all he did that particular day was send messages, so he was tired. He gets the warning from the California radio operator. And I want you to listen, according to Richard Mayhew, what he's tapped back on his response. He said, cavalierly, "Shut up, I'm busy. Shut up, I'm busy." 40 minutes later, the White Star Liner collided with the iceberg. Within hours, she rested in her watery grave with 1,500 passengers and crew, one of the world's greatest human disasters. I want to make this application. I think there are people in the United States of America, all over the world, who have some connection with the Lord, some connection with the church, and they hear warnings to their spirit about something going on in their life, a direction their life is taking, and you know what they say to the Lord? Shut up, I'm busy. Shut up, Lord, I'm busy. Do they use those words? No. No, they don't. They just live that way. You realize that you can tell the Lord to shut up just by the way you conduct your life. You can tell the Lord to shut up by the way you talk, by the way you think, by what you read, by what you watch, by what you do. We can tell the Lord every day of our lives, shut up, I'm busy. Could that be said of you or me? I think it can. I happen to think it can. And the message today is this, that the one who delivered a man from a demonic spirit, a demonic spirit that manifested itself in muteness where the man couldn't speak, is the same Jesus that wants to work in my life and in your life today to deliver us. Don't practice sin management, practice deliverance.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.